Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Sorianis. I'm your host. I'm a third Dan Black Belt, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Taekwondo Life Magazine is brought to you, this episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Today we are talking about, you can look behind me and see the smiling faces of the 91st International Kukyuan Masters Course, which took place this past weekend, and the 45th Pumdan Examiner class. Here is the textbook. And we're going to talk today a little bit about what led up to this experience, what I got out of this experience, and my thoughts on it for those of you that are interested. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on your favorite sports, contests, and events. With the first to market odds and lines, find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head over to BetOnline today or use your mobile device and join. Make your first sports bet and use our new code. Don't forget, it's a new code, BLEAV50, B-L-E-A-V, that's our network, 50, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. If you haven't done this already, I don't know why you haven't. So this past weekend was the live Kukyuan International Masters course in Queens, New York, and Pumdan Examiner. The purpose of this program is to continue to elevate the Masters program from the Kukyuan to make sure that there's consistency, to make sure there's legitimacy to being able to call yourself a Kukyuan master. We talked in the past, people use the term improperly, are you an ITF or a WTF Taekwondo person? And we said, that's not correct, right? There's WTF doesn't issue dons, only Kukyuan issues dons. Are you a Kukyuan or are you ITF Taekwondo person? So Kukyuan is all over the world, of course, 200, I think I looked it up during the program, 212 or 13 jurisdictions, including the refugees. And the idea is that while this comes out of Korea, it's a Korean national art, it's an international art and martial art and sport, that there should be something to being under the Kukyuan banner. That if I'm in Cameroon or I'm in Florida or I'm in China or I'm in Korea, that a Kukyuan master teaches similar curriculum and certainly knows, has similar knowledge. So prior to getting here, there was an 18-hour online course which you were required to complete, which covered topics of history, Korean history, Taekwondo history, Korean culture, Taekwondo etiquette, first aid, teaching techniques, sparring rules. I'm trying to think of what else. There was quite a lot. Physiology, ethics, a lot of different topics. And then there was an exam. The exam is somewhat controversial because from 150 questions, they randomly assign you 25. And the problem is it's taken from the Korean exam and translated. So it is not as easy as one might think. It actually tests knowledge of the 18-hour subject matter. And keep in mind that each one of those topics is pretty dense. First aid, for example, I mean, as masters, we have the opportunity to deal sometimes with injuries, but certainly we're not doctors. Our knowledge of first aid is not that intense, but the program gives you a lot. So you had to pass the course, you had to take the course, pass the exam, get proof of that. You had to be a fourth Don candidate or a fourth Don and above. And then you had to come to this live session. The session was hosted by and sponsored by the KTA of New York. Grandmaster Unam Kwan did a terrific job. His team really, really went over and above to make, in my opinion, the Kukyuan examiners feel welcome and to certainly make the candidates feel welcome. I was joined by 100 and something masters from around the world. They were from Canada, from Mexico, from Cameroon, from Hong Kong, certainly from all over the United States. I'm not even sure that I, you know, had the opportunity to find out exactly where everybody was from, but people came from all over to learn together, to train together, to socialize together, right? Where we share a common bond, our love and our desire to spread Taekwondo. We learned about a little bit about Kukyuan history, Taekwondo history, a little bit about culture and etiquette. We were introduced to the TCON system, the system of promotion for our students in dojangs. We learned about sparring rules from Tony Bian. We did some sparring drills, which was a great part of the weekend, having the opportunity as masters. Many people teach, but do they have the opportunity to get up and engage in sparring drills? We certainly had the opportunity to do that. Pumse, taught by Professor Khan of the Kukyuan, covering from Taiguk Iljan all the way up to Ilyo, learning what is expected from us, what we must know, what we must teach, the nuances and the intricacies, and ultimately culminating in a physical exam. For many of us, it was a reset of our mind. Somebody made the comment that now we know what our students feel like, what the white belts feel like, because while we've certainly all tested, when you get to be third Dan, fourth Dan, fifth Dan, you've tested many years, but you test generally in the comfort of your own dojang. You test with people that you're familiar with. While the standards might be strict, there's still a comfort and a safety and a familiarity. In this situation, you are going, you're testing before five Kukyuan grandmasters, examiners, Pumdan examiners. You get a number, you get called into a room with a small group, very small group. My group was three. There are no pleasantries exchanged. You are traditional. You bow, you show respect, but we don't talk socially. How was your trip? How was the weather? You simply are there to be tested. There's, of course, I think for any reasonable person, a nervousness about you're in a strange environment. You're in a hotel conference room on carpet, not in your dojang, before people that you've never tested in front of before. Alongside people that you don't normally train with. The commands are issued. You have a small time to break in between. And then when you are done, you bow and they dismiss you. They write notes while you're there. You don't know whether they're writing, you're wonderful, you're handsome, whether they're drawing pictures, whether they're writing, this is terrible. Obviously, presumably, they are scaling and judging you for the ability to fairly and properly under the Kukyuan's matrix and rubric to be able to judge you. And then when you leave, you're told you'll get your results in the mail. So they expect that you should be patient, something a master should be. But I think this was a great experience. As I said, there's a textbook, there's a lot of materials. The desire to provide us with masters with support and education and a standardization is wonderful. There's nothing about this certification that says you can't teach the things you want to teach in your dojang. However, to call yourself a Kukyuan master, to call yourself a Kukyuan dojang, you should have a certain level of training. I think it offers us legitimacy. I think it offers people around the world the ability to respect that to get to be a Kukyuan certified master, no one simply handed you a belt. You didn't buy your belt. You earned your belt. And you earned it with a high standard. Similarly, when you see another Kukyuan certified master, you have the ability to respect their journey. For our students, they now know that they train in your school. If they move to Florida, you can recommend them to another Kukyuan certified master. And presumably, there should be an understanding and a familiarity with what the program is, and that their belt and that their certificates will be honored and respected so that they can continue their training without having to start all over again. The 91st International Kukyoan Masters course and seminar was really a terrific, uplifting experience. I am glad I took part in it. I have great respect for Kukyoan, for KTA. It was wonderful for me. You know, my grandmaster was there as a special guest. He was an 88 Olympic coach, Grandmaster YH Park. He was the he is a high don under the Kukyoan, of course. He was 7-time Korean national champion. And to see the celebrity status that he had, how many people from all over the world wanted to take photos with him, wanted his autograph, how happy they were that he participated, it just reminds me how lucky I am and have been in my Taekwondo journey. So, coming to you from New York, back from the Kukyoan Masters course, this is Mark Sirianis. This episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Head over to www.betonline.ag and enter that Believe50 code for your 50% welcome bonus. I look forward to seeing you on the mat.
Do you believe?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.